Doug, would it be fair to say that winter in America is your best known?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's known throughout Europe, too, not by me, but by a guy by the name of René Froger. He's taken it to the top in Holland twice. So, yeah, it's quite well known in Europe.
Doug, one of our listeners, Gail, sent a text to say, please tell you that Winter in America is the best song ever written.
Well, tell Gail, thanks very much.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah.
But it has held up through, hasn't it, down through the years?
It has, yeah. It's become a classic in Australia. You never know why these things happen, because I've written lots of songs, but sometimes you get one that just grabs the audience and grabs the people and becomes, you know, a sort of a standard song, which is what's happened to that.
I think one of the things that always excites me about the song or interests me about the song is the fact that it's one of those rare songs that's actually come out under two titles.
That's right. It came out as Leave Love Enough Alone, which is one of the lines in the song, originally, and then it wasn't really doing much business, and finally Bob Rogers, a DJ in Sydney, he suggested we get the record company to reissue it as Winter in America, because he said that's the grabber, you know, and so we did, and then it took off. It was amazing.
There wouldn't be too many songs that have had that happen, would there? I've tried to think of some, and nothing comes to mind. I know they've been released in other languages under different titles.
No, I think that's probably, it is unique in that regard.
Wonder why it was. I wonder what the difference was in the title.
Well, it's just the fact that Winter in America is the chorus, and it's the statement in the song. I think it's what people would go into a record shop and ask for at the time. You know, they're, where have you got Winter in America, and people don't know what it is. So I think that was a good thing to do.
In fact, you wrote it, didn't you, on a cold Nashville winter morning?
Yeah, we did. we were writing it. One of the rare occasions Nashville got snow at the time, and we were quite homesick, and we wrote. It actually was two songs. It was going to be two songs. Jimmy had Leave Love Enough Alone, sort of tossing around, and I had Winter in America is Cold, and I just keep growing older, and we were going to write two songs, Leave Love Enough Alone and Winter in America, and we decided to marry the two, and it was kind of a little bit autobiographical, because it mentions the harbour and Sydney and the fringe of Japanese, and, you know, we were getting quite homesick.